Hello and welcome to the Realtor Rank Podcast, the podcast that ranks your favorite film franchises one movie at a time. I'm Devin Specht, and with me as always is my brother Dayton.
Hey, howdy, hey everybody.
And today, we're shooting movies in the dick.
Yeah, we're aiming straight at them.
Just right through a dress into the dick.
Yeah, dead or alive, you're listening with us.
Don't touch me, man.
It's RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
RoboCop. Directed by Paul Verhoeven, released in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
What a movie.
What a classic.
It's, I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love this so much.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's really, it's, yeah, you can go back and just really appreciate it, as a modern viewer, and just go back and sink your teeth and just have a roller coaster of a ride, really.
Well, no, what I love about it is there's just so much more depth to it.
Because
even though, like, it could be really stupid and just a dumb action movie, it's not.
Yeah, it has some heart to it, which was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, dumb action movies, we'll get to that.
We have a lot of those. We've seen a few of those so far.
Specifically dumb RoboCops.
Oh, dumb RoboCops. Oh, yeah, that's gonna happen.
There's
going to be a dovetail real quick.
Much like the city of Detroit.
It's gonna go south real fast.
Yeah, it is not good. We're going there, kind of medium fast.
Mm-hmm. So often
a five speed.
A five speed, yeah, medium slow.
We got slow, medium, got medium slow.
RoboCop speed.
RoboCop moves at medium slow. This is established.
He's not a fast, dynamic man. This RoboCop.
Crime happens at a fairly good pace. He's not going to get into a foot chase.
No.
Your best bet, if you're running from RoboCop,
is to just run from RoboCop.
To run, but probably keep it serpentine. He has really good aim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out of his range.
Make sure you're in a foot chase, and then, you know, he'll be fine.
Like,
or
jump over stuff as well. Like, that'll
remind
really
him of his family.
Yeah, if you can get down to the Alex P. Murphy in there, you can really get to the nitty gritty and disable the RoboCop. Or if he has a bad dream, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. There's ways that you can stop.
Yeah,
RoboCop.
He's not invincible. He seems invincible at first, but there are ways to take him. Did he get a big ass gun? I mean, if you just get regular guns and shoot him enough.
Apparently, according to the video game. Sad, really.
Yeah.
You know, just get right into it.
Yeah.
We can talk about Sting's best friend, RoboCop.
Yep, yeah. The cross-promotion nobody expected to see, but happened anyway.
Oh, everyone expected it because they were promoting it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, RoboCop's going to be here at our event in Washington, D.C., and everyone was just like, you mean like the character?
No, actual RoboCop. The man who was shot to death. You saw the movie, didn't you? Yeah, yeah, that guy.
You know, for kids.
Him. He's going to be
here. I mean, it was the same promotion that also had Chucky, the killer doll.
I'm fully aware. It's just where do those two agents meet? Like, what lobby at dentist's office did they run into each other and just think that would be a great idea?
I don't know. WCW in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Probably Ted Turner's office.
Yeah, probably somebody.
Somewhere in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, was that a Turner era?
I think so,
I don't know. But, yeah. Just couldn't bring up RoboCop without busting out Sting.
Of course. I mean, everybody has to remember that great moment in wrestling history when RoboCop showed up to wrestle.
The pinnacle of wrestling happened.
1987. It was this is it, everybody. We're going to watch this slow, lumbering robot try and get in the ring.
Hey, don't you talk about Harley Race that way.
Oh, man.
No, I know. I know. So, yeah, it's RoboCop. We start with the news.
Mm-hmm.
Where they stare, like, really creepy. Like, I don't know what the aesthetic is, but they have, like, both the anchors and their eyes are just, like, looking at you.
It's called being pleasant while you deliver the news, Devin. That's their anchor face.
Yeah, but they have like multiple eyes on it, like they're watching me.
Mm-hmm. I don't. That's the anchor face. They gotta watch people while you tell them the news.
And also, looks sufficiently shitty for it being, you know, like there's a TV grain attached to it, which I really appreciate. And it even has their own ad breaks.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do like about the movie is it gives like that gives the movie a great. It gives it a feeling of the world, but it also just gives that movie its own kind of like flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It does a lot of world building without having to do a lot of explicit world building.
Yeah, it's subtle, which is the best kind. It just gives you little hints. Yes.
And it's kind of like the black freighter of the RoboCop experience. It's just
it's kind of like I liken it more to like the only thing that comes to mind is like Grindhouse almost, but not even in that way because Grindhouse is two separate movies. But it just like has these that 3 minute what does it say like they say like 3 minutes will give you the world and they tell you all this pretty usually horrible fucking news. I mean the world of RoboCop is not great. No,
it's well and. It's sort of cyber or proto cyberpunk is I think what I've determined where it's like if it isn't actually cyberpunk, it's something that cyberpunk took and riffed off of, namely just like corporate control of everything, like corporations are especially and this one's just one.
Yeah.
Is omnipresent in your lives in an extreme degree.
Omni consumer present.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And is just inescapable, and it's all based on their fucking whims, and life is very, like, cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just die.
Like, yeah, it's like, whatever. We'll move on with our day.
Yeah, well, you know, we're rooting for you, Frank, and then it's like, Frank's dead.
Frank's gone. Ah, shit. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're...
Frank Frankson.
Frank Franklinson was killed in the line of duty. They mentioned that in the 3 minute news break. But, I mean, his fellow officers do seem to mourn. So, like,
yeah,
it's
well,
like, I think on the level of, like, anybody with, like, real power, i.e., like, Omni Consumer Products or fucking Boddicker, you know, it's like, you know, they're the fucking assholes. And then everybody who's, like, doesn't have any authority, really, tend to be a bit more humane.
Yeah. You get other stuff, like, South Africa is on the brink of nuclear war.
Yeah.
Nuclear civil war?
Somehow, yeah, probably, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just, they do a lot of that little, like, they mentioned at one point, like, the Star Wars program misfires. And like
kills three former presidents.
Three former presidents who were living in Santa Barbara. Like, Santa Barbara goes up in smoke.
Yeah, it's like, it's a big whoopsie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, dang.
And it's interspersed with, like, lighthearted stuff. Like, the president went up and, like, oh, they lost gravity.
Yeah. Oh, what a... And then it's, you know, it has another thing that's just absolutely terrible. And then we'll have, a commercial for an artificial heart.
Yeah, you can get your own Yamaha artificial heart.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it was an accessory for a PlayStation.
It does. It looks like... It looks honestly like a lawnmower,
mm-hmm.
like an engine to a lawnmower.
It looks like something you would not want to put in your chest.
It's like, and what's great about it is, too, is like, I could totally see this ad running
because
it's just felt like.
It feels so
they
normal.
They nail it.
Yeah.
They it get feels the, so.
Yeah. It feels like they're actual ads that you would just, if you were flipping through the channels while living in 1980X Detroit of the near possible future, you'd be watching this on TV. Which is another thing that I think gives to the style of the movie. It gives it a great, like its own little unique flavor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, you get other ads, too. I think we can just touch on them here, because they come up. Same with, like, the news.
Mm-hmm.
But they come up. Like, the one of my favorite was one that just has a rampaging dinosaur, and it's just about a car.
A car, yeah.
It's like, the sucks 9000.
I know, I thought that too. It's like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's like, we got an SUX 9000. It gets 8 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's just a big fucking... And we see a couple, and they're like just an obscene, huge car.
Mm-hmm.
Just a gross. I honestly thought that Clarence, because he gets into like one of them, and I was like, he's just gonna run out of gas getting there.
Probably, yeah.
He just needs a full tank of gas to go across the street.
This is horrible, horrible car.
Yeah. The what other ads were there? Because I remember the SUX.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also get like a like. On occasion, like, some of the other media is, like, a really terrible sitcom that has a guy with just a bunch of beautiful women.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
He's just buying this for a dollar?
Whatever it is.
And, like...
It's a knee slapper, though. People think that's the funniest goddamn thing.
Well, like, the one line that, like, he didn't deliver in there is just like, no, it's okay, you can have both of us. She passed all her tests. And I was like, what the fuck are they buying?
Is you don't want to know. It's just degenerate shit in Detroit.
Old Detroit has sitcoms about, like, fucking pimps.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's all it's about. Like, you know, honestly, I'd watch that shit.
Sitcom, it's a docuseries.
I'd buy it for a dollar.
Yeah, I'd watch provided that for a dollar.
Provided that its list price was over a dollar, of course. If it was 50 cents, would not buy that for a dollar. That's overpaying.
Yeah. Who needs two quarters, sir? Not me.
Exactly. But yeah, Clarence Boddicker, he runs Old Detroit.
He's the crime boss of the area, I guess.
He's fucking great.
He's awesome. Kurtwood Smith, he's probably my favorite part of the movie. One thing I love about him, he does not look, he looks like a math teacher. He's looks like a disgruntled math teacher, but the acting chops of Kurtwood Smith just make him so fucking menacing and entertaining. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, even though he's not physically imposing or looks like the kind of guy who would be the head of the, like, this underworld, like, he manages to pull it off.
Yeah, he has, and, like, he has an authority to him. But he also has this real, you know, smart-ass attitude because he knows he can get away with anything. So, yeah, Kurtwood Smith is, like, not who you would initially think for, like, I need a crime boss for Old Detroit. But, man, fucking knocks it out of the park.
He just does great. But, yeah, meanwhile, in the one police station in Old Detroit.
Yeah. It's there's two. Murphy mentions the other one, but this is the worst one.
No, he lives in New Detroit.
It's South
New
Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah, they mentioned that he transfers in from a much nicer place, but this is like the hellhole one.
Mm-hmm.
And like OCP has been doing this because they bought the police station.
Yeah, they bought out the police force.
Which is like one of the squares you can't buy a Monopoly, and they managed to fucking
work. That's how powerful they are in this twisted cyberpunk future.
They're charging you for free parking.
Mm-hmm. The devils.
But, yeah, they're transferring people in, I guess, that are either more, like, OCP compliant,
I got the sense that Murphy was coming in because Frank Franklinson died. So he was coming
to
replace him there.
That's part of it, but I wondered if, like, they were transferring people out that would be more, like, OCP yes men, because they were talking about that a lot of people were transferring in. Because, like, were they transferring Murphy in because he's a super cop and he'd work really well with their RoboCop program, because Alex Murphy is kind of a walking robot already?
I don't think so. I think he just, like, luck of the draw and just got transferred. Okay. And then, you know, he fucking, you know, spoilers, Alex P. Murphy gets shot a lot. You know.
Oh, he doesn't just get murdered. He gets fucking brutalized.
He gets eviscerated, practically, yeah. Yeah, so he, you know, they basically just had, like, viable meat that they could use for RoboCop. So I don't think it was any sort of, because when he starts to go back to getting a little bit like Alex P. Murphy, that's when, like, the fucking, his handlers start to freak out because he's supposed to be a blank slate, you know, compliant. So I don't think it would matter if he was, like, the ultimate super cop, you know?
Well, they do talk about it, though. Bob Morton is like, oh, because he has that ingrained cop experience.
Yeah, but I think that would just be, like, him just writing it off. You know, ingrained cop experience just means you have time on the force and you're still alive.
I suppose.
Until he wasn't.
But yeah, he transfers in. They don't even, like, yeah, this place is, it's rough.
Yeah, it's
like everyone.
It looks like regular Detroit. I mean, people are trying to book people, and the cops have to wear like
and they have
weird
to
body
call
army.
In so that they can book them for their specific joints. What guy's doing stand up?
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of bookings.
We got so many bookings. We should really have not gone into entertainment bookings. We should really get criminals on charge them. But whatever.
What is this?
We got to do
what
we can
is this
to make
farce?
Money. Yeah, we had to turn the cafeteria into a fucking stage for the Chuckle Hut.
And, but yeah, we could see all the lockers. Mm-hmm. And everyone, there's a guy talking about a strike because he doesn't want to put up with OCP anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always great to me because I know they mean Omni Consumer Products, but in my head I'm always like, oatmeal cream pies. That's Little Debbie's. I'm not going to put up with this OCP shit anymore.
I never made that connection before until you said it.
Yeah. Like, that's down with OCPs?
We don't need that little bitch in here trying to tell us how to police.
We're a Nutty Buddy household.
We police for the Keebler Elves, damn it.
Like a real corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he meets the new partner, Lewis. And they must form a real instant bond.
Yeah, they must become like friends like super fast because I think they're partners for about 6 hours.
With the way that the movie is told, yeah.
You know, you share a cup of coffee with your police partner, that's a bond that is unbreakable.
Yeah, forever. And ever.
And weird cups. Why does the future always have such weird cups?
Why does the future have weird license plates?
Weird everything. Why are the police uniforms so weird? Why is everything so...
Well, because that's all the body armor
or
whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know. Anytime anything does, like, cyberpunk stuff, that's always something that comes across where, like, the police always wear, like, these bulky, you know, just... They look like blocks almost. Every time.
Yeah, they look like minifig people,
mm-hmm.
Like Lego minifig, because it's how boxy they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, meanwhile, across town in the, I believe, Dallas City Hall, this movie was shot in Dallas, oh, which is why it's so sunny.
I was about to say, it's like, man, fucking Michigan really got big in this universe.
No, because it's a... Yeah, that's like OCP building, I think, is like the Dallas City Hall.
Oh, right on.
Or something to that effect.
I know that the oil, like the steel mill that they use, that's in like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia.
Yeah, but most of the movie is Dallas. That's why it's so, like, just overall pleasant, I guess.
Overall a lot less shitty than they make it out to be.
Because if it would have shot in Detroit, it would have been too, someone would have died.
Somebody would have died, their cameras would have gotten stolen. Somebody would have stolen RoboCop.
Please let me get out.
Please. They're taking Peter.
They put him on blocks.
That would be fucking funny. Man. But yeah, so we're at OCP headquarters where... What is it? The guys are talking in an elevator first, right? Bob Morton.
Well, Bob Morton.
Yeah, Miguel Ferrer. Iconic character actor Miguel Ferrer. He's also great, too. Man was amazing at playing shit heels.
Oh, yeah. Like, you 100% can buy him as a schmarmy junior executive to schmooze his way up.
Yeah, he's great. Love that. Like, He's also a highlight, just because, like, he's a guy that's, like, existing in this, like, fucking corporate world, and he just totally biffs it. Like, he miscalculates.
He 100%, like, he doesn't miscalculate at first, but then, like, yeah, gets
yeah, but
completely...
then, he gets, like, a full of himself, thinks he can, you know, do no mm-hmm. wrong, and then he runs afoul on Dick Jones.
Yeah, but, they're... Talking about their plan, they're going to make Delta City. They got the old man, who's the same guy who's the warlock in Halloween 3.
Dan O'Hurley.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to mention that. It's the second time we've seen him. After his plan of trying to convert all those kids on Halloween failed, he went to Omni Consumer Products.
They're the same place.
Same guy. Same universe.
Yeah, the Omni Consumer Product was heavily into mask manufacturer.
It's where they got their start, you see.
Yeah, Silver Shamrock, they did great. They made three whole masks. Really captured the heart of what made Halloween so popular. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't ever see anything else besides a witch, a pumpkin, and a skeleton on Halloween. So it worked out.
Right.
But yeah, they have Delta City. They're going to just basically gentrify Detroit, knock it all down and start it new.
Mm-hmm. Start fresh.
Just because it's such a hellhole.
Yeah.
And
Everybody in the boardroom agrees that old Detroit sucks. Bob Morton's just clapping the shit out of everything the old man says.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Well, he's such a kiss ass.
I know. That's what makes him great. Like, he's just so fun to watch. And he has a buddy. I don't think I caught his. I didn't write his name down, but he's also kind of a shit heel, and just like, you know, they're good together. They're a good duo.
Yeah, and Dick Jones unveils the Ed 209,
mm-hmm.
And it's a big hulking mech.
It's a big robot, and it's supposed to replace police on every street corner.
Yeah, you here, Junior Executive Kenny, go point a gun at Ed 209. Let's test it out.
Yeah.
Put down the weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply. And he puts out the gun and is just like, I told you to put down the fucking weapon.
You have 15 goddamn seconds to comply, Mr. Kenny. And he's like, I put down the gun. And then he's trying to run out the way. Somebody save me, somebody save me. And then Ed 209's like, you have failed to comply. And then shoots him dead.
Obliterates him.
Just, oh man, he's
turns him into fucking paste. And like right there on the model of Delta City, that has to be washed. Why does Kenny have to bleed all over our fucking models?
Who signed off on him having blood? Huh?
And then, you know, Dick Jones, in hindsight, probably should have loaded it with blanks.
Yeah, why did? That was one thing I was thinking. It's like, why, if you show this off, did you put live ammunition in it?
This seems like a bad idea.
I mean, I know
that's
you're
what I mean by
ruthless
life
Dick
being...
Jones, but yeah, I mean, that does go to show, like, nobody really gives a fuck. But
no, and, like, he just wants it so that he can sell them. He knows their shit.
Yeah, he knows they suck. He explicitly knows that thing is a terrible waste of fucking money, but they can make money by
money
selling
off...
it.
Yeah, they're like, we had military contracts, Bob, military parts, labor. Like, he's right, though. Like, the whole idea of the RoboCop is, like, you know, kind of depends on having a police officer die in the line of duty to make more RoboCops.
You can't, yeah, it's okay. You have to, it's a vicious cycle. We got to kill more cops to make more RoboCops. We need more criminals to kill more cops so we can make more RoboCops.
You know, they already have the contract with the police force, so... Like, having a super cop... Like, honestly, yeah. Like, from the jump.
Yeah, Dick Jones
is
right.
More I think about it. Yeah, like...
Yeah, if Bob Morton hadn't gotten in the way... Dick Jones could have just sold those to the military. Everybody would have got off happy. Well, except for Alex P. Murphy. He would have just died.
Yeah, he still would have died. Clarence would have made a ton of money.
A shitload of money. I mean, building a Delta City, a guy like that knows all the seedy connections. He can make a lot of money.
Yeah. Because of the horrific failure of the Ed 209, the RoboCop program is given the green light.
Yep. Old man signs off on it.
Which is good, because across town at a coffee shop, Murphy is, like, robotically practicing his his gun skills. Also, those are loaded guns in public. You really should not be doing that.
Oh, the safety's on.
Yeah, Murphy is stilted.
Yeah, he really is, like, they try to give him some stuff where he's like, oh, and it's Peter Weller, of course, is RoboCop, and he's great. I don't got nothing against him, as the RoboCop, but, like, there's not a lot to Alex Murphy. He's like, I have a son, he likes this show, so I do all these, like...
TJ Laser,
yeah, he loves watching TJ Laser the shit out of stuff, so...
And And, you know, before he kills the guy, or after he kills the guy, he does this whole maneuver. So I have to do this whole maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm perfectly cool with.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
It does pay off.
But yeah, it's a little bit of that. But, I mean, we just get the barest hints of like, I don't even know his wife's name or his children's names.
It's just the one kid.
Yeah, oh, I thought he had, like, two kids, but, yeah, whatever.
No, just the one. It's the only one that you see on Halloween, right? Dressed up as the devil.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's why he's doing the gun skills, which is just mostly twirling it around.
Yeah, Alex P. Murphy's famous for twirling it around out in public.
then, I don't know what he's planning on doing. He's just like, yeah, son, today I killed a whole criminal and I did the trick. I did the trick, did the maneuver.
Yeah. Maybe just to show off that he can do it, you know, like a cool.
Yeah, you're the coolest. I love how you kill criminals.
Yeah, why not? It's Detroit, fuck them.
Yeah, all right, works for me. But yeah, get enough time to just have a sip of your coffee. There's a heist going on.
Yeah, they get a call for, I don't know, I guess a bank robbery of some kind. This is also where they have these weird cups. They're like square. They look ceramic, but I guess they're just supposed to be like styrofoam. They just throw them. I don't know. It was just a whole thing that I just got really invested in for a second.
Weird.
It's just like why?
I don't understand these cups.
These goddamn cups. What about the future? Is futuristic about these cups?
The square.
I guess.
I mean,
we've evolved to square.
You
cups.
Can sell all kinds of foodstuffs based on their ability to be square. I bought a big New Yorker pizza because it was square.
All right, fair.
God damn it. It was fine. If you sold me a square Oreo, I'd buy it happily.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I would buy it.
Not for 50 cents.
Specified price, but maybe a dollar.
Possibly a dollar.
Depends on how many were in a container. If the container was reasonable.
But the fucking Clarence and his Boddicker and his crew robbed a bank.
Clarence! I want to live! Clarence!
I knew that was going to happen. So they're trying to get away. They're in a big, just very obvious, like, we're fleeing the scene of a bank robbery.
Panel van.
And they open up all their bags of cash, and it's all burned because I guess Bobby, who was supposed to blow up the door, blew up the cash as well.
Bobby famously cannot fly. No. But yeah, he blew up the bank vault, singed the money, and now it's worthless because it's practically marked.
Mm-hmm.
So, because their whole thing is that they're stealing a whole bunch of money so that they can reinvest in themselves.
Yeah.
With drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, it's a plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to do, you know. It's general crime, and Clarence is all about that.
Exactly. So, yeah, they are, now the cops have arrived, and it looks like they're going to, like, open fire, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Mm.
But Murphy and Lewis sneak by and, like, start firing at the side, and then they need a distraction, and that's why.
Yeah. Can you fly, Bobby?
Bobby cannot.
He cannot, no. They fling Bobby out the back of the van. He hits the police car. No flight was really seen then.
I'm really more hover.
It's a glide, really.
Oh,
Clarence.
I wanted to live. And, yeah, the cops, of course, after having a guy crash through their windshield, stop. Run him over and continue the chase.
Gotta keep your eyes on the perp, Devin.
So police work is done, baby.
He's getting his dead anyway. They'll clean him up.
They gotta get the burned money back to the bank.
It's not insured. Omni Consumer Products bought the bank. But
so they go to a steel mill.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they called in, like, hey, is there any backup? Like, no.
This is, what are you talking about? There's barely any police. There's just the two of you and the chief.
You're the only car in the quadrant.
Yeah. Everybody else has the day off. So
they're not in. They're not in the local sector.
Nope.
Never are. But yeah, like they split up. They cover more ground that way.
Mm-hmm. And we get to see Anne fucking corner a guy while he's pissing off the side of the building, or at least side of a rail ramp, I guess.
Yeah, he's just pissing, and then she comes up on him. And I guess he must have planned this. Like, this was his move.
Yeah, like, he's lying in wait. This is how he plays like, possum.
So this is what's going to happen. A female police officer is going to come up on me. I'm going to be peeing. Then I'll stop peeing because she has a gun on me. And I'll say, hey, can I put my dick away? And then she'll look at my dick, and that's when I got her in my trap.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, plan works. Oh, man.
When you spell it out, it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I guess that way, you know, it's the... I don't know. That guy seems like... Because, so, Boddicker has, like, a crew of guys. And there's a couple of character actors. Like, Ray Wise is in him, is in the group. And everybody seems to have, like, a little bit of a shtick. But the one guy who's pissing off the side, he always, like has this cackle that he always does.
Yeah, like he's part hyena.
Yeah, it's just like, is he supposed to be like the crazy one?
No, you know? I think they all are.
I know they all are, but I think that like if each guy kind of has like a shtick, you know.
Yeah, because like, what does he bring to this operation?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's just piss.
It's just piss, piss, and yeah. Exuberance.
That's the names of my fists.
I was gonna have him tattooed on there, but exuberance was too long. Exuberance.
Apparently, I don't have enough knuckles. Just ran out.
Ah, piss and exuberance is the title of today's episode.
It's piss and exuberance. It's actually on the other fist. Super. Oh, it kind of spills off the other pinky, though. That's where you get the other letters. Yeah. So you do the fists together. You kind of have to move with it as the people are reading and you follow the eyes.
I really should have thought that out better.
But Murphy gets the drop on these two guys that have failed the bank robbery and have just decided to knock back with the favorite TV show. Yeah, I'll buy that for a dollar.
How long have they been in there? Because it seems like they've just been just chilling all day, but no.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this is what we do. We steal money to buy more drugs so that we can get more money to buy more drugs. Yeah. It's a self-fulfilling cycle.
Exactly. But when Murphy shows up, they all seem kind of surprised.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, they threw Bobby at the windshield.
Yeah, did that stop him?
Somebody should have done all this paperwork.
Oh, man.
We didn't think he'd stop and run him over.
Fuck. Yeah.
This one guy had to pee. We had to keep going.
We wanted to smoke a cigarette and watch. I'd buy that for a dollar.
The new episode was on.
Yeah.
What's he buying for a dollar this week? It appears to be more boobs. Because that's what he does. He like the guy just pushes a cake onto a woman's boobs. He's like, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, and he's got
it's
these.
It's actually a
these, like,
horrific drama.
Yeah, he's got these like big glasses. He kind of looks like Burgess Meredith actually in the Twilight Zone episode, but if he was like a skeevy pimp.
And everybody, even though I don't understand it, everybody that watches it just thinks it's fucking hilarious.
Fucking the funniest goddamn thing ever.
It's like the Big Bang Theory all over again. I don't understand
it's
it.
Hell you can't escape from.
Just what it is. But Murphy ambushes one of the guys and then shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he's just like, you know, put the gun down, and then he doesn't. Murphy shoots first. Yeah, but then they all get the drop on him, and bad things happen to Murphy.
Yeah, he, as previously mentioned, he gets shot quite a few times. He's like, it's like if Sonny Corleone suddenly showed up, you know what I mean? Like pow, 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 pow.
Well, because his first is
fun
like,
with it.
Oh, they enjoy it. Yeah. Clarence is like, oh, you don't like police officers. Well, I don't like police officers because they don't like me. And then he blows off his hand with a shotgun. Mm. And then they're like, oh, you better try to run away. And then they just really test out that body armor.
Yep.
They just unload into
it. The block does not save him. That blocky armor does not do nothing.
I mean, not for a lack of trying, because he still makes it to the hospital.
He does.
Alive.
He has some brain function left, so that's fair.
I mean, and then Clarence shoots him in the head, and then they're like, hey, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
This is Cop 33. That's why Clarence is around. He's making more RoboCops.
Mm-hmm. See, that's another part of the vicious cycle. You need more Clarence Boddickers to make more criminals, to make more good cops. Yeah.
No. It all started out with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he's now in the hospital, and they have this one guy who's like really directing traffic. He's great. Yeah, let's just cut off the clothes. All right, let's check his heart. Okay,
still
he's
there.
Dead.
Yep. All right, shove that needle thing into him. Did that work? Nope. Well, call it.
Yep. Hold on. Let me try this. Live. Mm-hmm. No. Sorry. Yeah, call it.
Darn.
Anyway, what's all buy that for a dollar doing today?
Yeah, what's that episode about? Did he shove more cake into those boobs?
Classic that guy. We get the family flashbacks too, mm-hmm. as he's dying.
Yeah. Do you notice too that a lot of people in Detroit talk with southern accents?
Yeah.
That's another thing I noticed.
Like the South Detroit.
That's all the doctors who were working on them all sounded like they were from the South. And it's like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's famously southern city, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I did notice that, and he has like family flashbacks to watching TJ Laser with his kid.
Mm-hmm.
He does that cool spinning move.
Yep, he sees his wife,
and she's like, "I got something I need to talk to you." And it sounds really serious, but later it's like, "I love you," and I'm like,
"Okay,
cool."
I mean, yeah, I guess it's a happy moment. Maybe that was the first time she ever told him that.
In his house, like he bought a family home with him and his wife, like on a whim.
Yeah,
because he lives in a nice house.
It's a pretty nice house. Yeah.
So, but enough of that. We got our videos turned on, and so it's all done in first person as we get the RoboCop testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're finally building the RoboCop.
We can rebuild him better, faster, stronger than before. Mm. Quick, cut out all those limbs. We don't
lose
fucking
the arm.
Need him.
Jesus, we don't want. No, don't need the arm.
What's he gonna keep his arm for?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, he won't remember all of this anyway. Like, we're gonna wipe his memory. But yeah, we get Bob Morton and the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing time to pass is.
Yeah, I wonder, do you know how much time passes in between Murphy, like, dying and him RoboCopping?
No, but at least another year. It goes through the new year.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, yeah, longer than a year then. I don't know, I was just curious, because I didn't think that the movie said. So.
I don't know, I was, for whatever reason, I was thinking, like, 3-ish months.
Yeah.
Like, that Halloween was recent, mm-hmm. that he was remembering with his kid.
Yeah.
And it was also long enough for his family to move away, just put curtains or, like, sheets all over their shit.
Everything be, like, filled with the house, be filled with leaves. And shit. Like, completely abandoned
open.
In, like, a suburban neighborhood.
Like, completely abandoned, but also with kiosks for buying the house.
Yeah. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. I was like, you're not going to sell a house with that place covered in leaves.
Yeah,
like
nobody
that.
Wants a house full of leaves.
Not one bit. Yeah, they show me a house, like, here's leaves, I'm out of there.
Yeah. Walk in, see leaves on the floor? No, thank you.
I'm at least take a little bit out of the asking price.
Who lives here? Who lives here? Squirrels? No.
Unless it's a treehouse, of course.
Yeah, if it's a treehouse, then you get a bit of a pass.
But yeah, he's full on a cyborg now. Yeah, we go through the new year, gets kissed in the face by the lady, like, Happy New Year, New Year.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, they're all having a they're having a party on the new year, and they're like, hey, RoboCop's watching us. We're here for you, RoboCop. Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, stand up. This is your party. It's very disorientating, which is the goal. But yeah, he is ready to be on the force. And they're like, all right, we need your biggest, emptiest room in the basement so that we can – well, it's this one with the cage. Yeah. Cool. We're taking it.
We'll have it. Yeah, because what he needs a chair. He needs a thing to make his baby food. And then he needs a thing with a printer on it.
Yeah, cool, because that's, yeah, he makes, like, his organic parts needs all this slop, and it's basically, Lewis gives him baby food later, but, like, I thought it was, like, it just tasted like baby food, because the one executive really loved it.
Yeah, he was like, baby food. Hey, yeah, this is bland paste.
Hey, like, it tastes like baby food, and I'm like, man, baby food is all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of baby food.
Like, you know, you can get the meat and potatoes. I've had plenty of baby food. So, can't just say that it tastes... What is that, fruit?
Yeah. What is it, apple banana?
That's the good stuff.
Macaroni and cheese?
That's not.
Not good. Not anything, good baby food.
Anything that had to do with meat was the stuff that you did not want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, turkey and gravy? Fuck off with that. Miss me with that turkey gravy stuff.
What's really worse about turkey gravy, too, is it's cold. Like, who the fuck? I know babies don't notice, really. But
they don't know any better.
They don't know any better. But just on a, you know, on a human level, nobody wants to eat cold turkey and gravy.
A baby does.
You said that like, I absolutely know this for a fact.
I've seen it.
I've seen it happen with my own two eyes.
I've seen the baby, like, yeah.
I've seen shit devour. You wouldn't believe.
Gerber off the but yeah, it's RoboCop. He's got his prime directives. He's upholding the law.
Yeah, and he's not interfering with species before they have developed warp travel.
He's not doing that either.
He's gonna uphold the prime directive.
He's not dividing any numbers that cannot, or yeah, they're numbers that aren't divided by, that can only be divided by itself in one. That's a prime directive.
Ah.
Yeah. What else? Uphold the law. Don't interfere with any humans unless interfered with first.
Yeah.
Object in motion stays in motion. Yeah. Don't feed RoboCop after midnight.
Don't get him wet. I mean, that would probably get him wet.
That seems pretty on the up and up. He's a titanium wrapped in Kevlar. He's, or Kevlar wrapped in titanium.
Mostly made of electricity.
Yeah. Like the Dredge. Yeah. Serve the public defense.
Yeah.
Promote the general welfare and establish order. ensure domestic tranquility.
Just uphold the Constitution, RoboCop.
We just loaded him up with Schoolhouse Rocks, the preamble.
Yeah. All right, RoboCop, go manifest your destiny.
Just elbow room. Just him killing everybody to the tune of elbow room. This is the best little ditty about colonization that you ever did here.
Awesome.
It just makes it sound so good to kill all the natives.
Yep. And RoboCop's got to keep up the tradition.
We see him in the shooting gallery. They gave him a fucking big gun that doesn't... It's just full of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Just an obscene amount of ammo on his Auto 9.
It
never reloads.
Never.
Just
never has
keeps
to reload.
Three-round bursting.
It's like a gun from Mass Effect 1. It just has fuck, I can't remember what they use in Mass Effect 1 to justify it, but...
I don't know. It doesn't...
It's like a kinetic
clip
or something where it shaves off a piece of metal.
And, he's, like, getting a high score on the target, even though he's, like, destroyed the target.
Yeah, there's not really a target left.
I was like, how do you still get a score? You've already hit all the fucking... Oh, well. Yeah, but he's got, like, new high score. And everyone's like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He's going to replace all of us.
Yeah, and Bob Morton's like, I fucking love that guy.
He is great.
He is awesome. Bob Morton, like, Miguel Ferrer, you've seen him in tons of shit. He was, like, again, one of those that guy actors. And he's just, man, that guy... Like, I really like... character actors like that, because those are the people that are like born to be actors, you know what I mean? They just like mm-hmm. find a part and they just inhabit it no matter how big or small. It's really, really cool. Cousin of George Clooney.
Oh
yeah,
but he's on patrol now. He gets his own car and everything. I love that the police cars are really shitty four-door
mm-hmm.
sedans.
Yeah, they're terrible.
He's it starts off, foils a robbery at a mom and pop store where they're watching, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the guy's like, I'll take this, all the money in your cash, and I won't even spend a dollar.
Yeah. And, I'll take all your dollars. And RoboCop's like, no, you won't. And they have a, well, the guy shoots like all of his, like, shoots those, like,
his machine gun.
Yeah,
right?
His machine gun thing at him. All the bullets, like, bounce off RoboCop, and then he just, like, twists the barrel of the gun and then throws the guy into the, like, a milk cooler.
Yeah, he breaks the gun like he's, you know, defeating Elmer Fudd and then throws him into the cooler. And it's like, all right, well, bye.
See you later. Happy to serve.
Hope your insurance covers all that damage that I did to the store, stopping you from being robbed.
Stopping you from dying. All right, see you later.
Well, I'm going to dip. Ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Yeah, RoboCop doesn't do paperwork.
That's not his gig, okay? He's crime stoppage, not crime reportage.
He's just like, all right, well, I'll see you later.
Peace out, everybody.
And, yeah, so there's an attempted sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
and... RoboCop comes up on it, and so it turns into a hostage situation, which I think is one of the... No, there's plenty. There's a ton of hostage situations in this movie.
Yeah, there's another one, like, right after this.
There's an obscene amount of hostage situations.
It's Detroit, like, City Hostages.
At the end, there's another one. Like, Dick Jones takes a hostage. Mm-hmm. It happens, like, at least six times in an hour and 40-minute movie.
That's the theme of the movie, Devin. They're taking hostages. Omni Consumer Products is taking the city of Detroit hostage. Yeah.
Mm.
It's all about... Paul Verhoeven. Real about subtlety, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Paul Verhoeven is known for being subtle as a brick. Showgirls is probably the most subtle movie in history.
I don't know. I would say that this is probably my favorite Paul Verhoeven movie, because I don't really like much of the other things he's made.
You don't like Hollow Man?
Hollow Man is fine.
Starship Troopers?
It's fine. Total Recall's good.
Total Recall's awesome.
Total Recall. Okay, I'll give him a pass on Total Recall. But I don't know. It's so spotty with Paul Verhoeven.
And then you get Showgirls.
And you can't unsee it.
No, it's an experience.
It just happens to
you. I'm not going to say that it's a good experience.
No, it's not a good experience at all. The movie sucks.
Somehow it can desensitize you to nudity. It just makes it seem so clinical after that. Or you just think, yeah, I guess.
Man, that movie sucks. Anyway, we got to get back to RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, sexual assault. Mm. And that's where he shoots someone in the dick.
Yeah,
like
right between, through her skirt. That's it, yeah. Terrific game, RoboCop. That could have gone wicked bad.
Well, that's because he's a robot cop.
Exactly.
It's in the name.
He's got that computer brain that can calculate difficult trajectories like that.
And, yeah, she... It's like, oh, thank you. And like, you need to go to a rape hotline center. Like, I've consulted a rape hotline center. Mm-hmm. Bye. I'm
Peace
dip.
Out.
He doesn't even take him. He doesn't even a arrested. He's like, well, I shot him in the dick.
And that one guy surrendered, I guess. I'm not even going to cuff him. He said he surrendered. It's all on the honor system.
Thus the day is saved. It's like tag, except with being shot in the dick.
So it's just like tag.
Just like tag. Because, yeah, RoboCop, he's, like, I guess there's backup now, because he's just not even going to issue a citation, or, like...
citation, he shot that guy in the dick. What's the citation?
And then he's, oh, sorry, there's a situation at City Hall. I presume all this is happening at the same night.
That's what I assume. It's like Superman on his first night, you know, just handling all the crises.
Yeah, I remember when Superman shot a dude in the dick.
Lasered that guy in the balls.
But there's a city councilman who's been voted out, and...
this part's funny.
Yeah, I love this. Like, yeah, I want a car with really shitty gas mileage. And, yeah, it's like, I don't want a corner office. And they start, like, negotiating the different packages of cars that he could get.
Yeah, and, because RoboCop rolls up and the hostage... Well, first the hostage, I guess the lead hostage negotiator guy, or maybe the lead SWAT guy, I guess, he's talking to the press, and then the press see RoboCop roll up, and they're like, RoboCop, and he's like... SWAT guy's like, oh, come on, I was like, what? And RoboCop's like, keep him talking while I go handle the situation. And that's when he rolled, you know, they're talking about, what do you want? Corner office and a car with shitty gas mileage. And, yeah. He's killed one guy already. That's what they said.
Yeah, and so he just, RoboCop turns on the Predator vision and then just grabs him through a wall and just throws him out the window.
I mentioned this to you yesterday because this movie... It has a few things that remind me of The Dark Knight Returns, which is extra funny because Peter Weller will later voice Batman in the animated adaptation of Dark Knight Returns. But that moment, like in Dark Knight Returns, where he grabs the guy through the wall, that part with RoboCop grabbing the guy through the wall reminded me so much of that.
And yeah, just defenestrates him.
Yep.
And we get more... Yeah, like, that's the way to handle it.
Yeah, that's how RoboCop do.
Yeah.
That's his citation when that guy lands on the pavement.
All right, I'm gonna dip.
Yeah, see you later.
It's like, they have the news, and, like, RoboCop fever sweeping Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He's visited Lee Iacocca schools.
That was funny, too. There's a fucking Lee Iacocca elementary school.
And, like, stay out of trouble.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
And, yeah, we also get an ad for a fucking board game that's all about global thermonuclear war.
Yeah.
Nukem!
Yeah. I love
that. Honestly, at this point, somebody's probably made.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I
can imagine. I
got Twilight Struggle at the back. That's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, that other game that is, like, just straight up about the Cold War?
That's Twilight Struggle.
Oh, that is Twilight. I'm thinking of Twilight Imperium. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's a whole different thing. Yeah. I can see somebody at some point in the 80s, like, totally making some form of that. But that's another thing that reminds me of, like I mentioned, Dark Knight Returns, where it has all these, like, it just cuts away to stuff to kind of give you more flavor of the world and, like, give you tidbits here and there of... Just what exactly living in this reality is like, and man, it's not a glowing time.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, life is cheap. It's very violent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because even the children's board games are about just like fuck it,
nuclear war. Yeah, it's like Watchmen in that regard too, where it's just permeated through everything.
Mm-hmm. Now we're in the executive lounge because Bob Morton's made it. You get your own bathroom.
Well, you get...
With other people.
Your own bathroom with others. You get get to watch Dick Jones take a shit while fucking Bob Morton's talking smack about him.
You really gotta watch out who you're talking shit to. Because at any point in time, Dick Jones is behind you taking a dump.
The stall. Like Lucifer.
He creates the stall and emerges from it.
Oh, man.
And, he's like, yeah, Dick had his time, but now he's an old bastard. He's counting his way out. And, Dick has heard him, and
people who see that Dick Jones is finished wiping his ass and about ready to wash his hands. They're bailing out of there like this fucking place is on fire. Some guy pisses himself, and Bob Morton, he stands fast. He stands firm. He's not allowed to be bullied by Dick Jones.
No. And
but he totally gets bullied by Dick Jones.
He totally does. Yeah. Yeah, the real villain of the piece, Dick Jones.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust a guy with a name like Dick Jones.
No, you cannot. But, yeah, that's where he talks about it. Yeah, he's had a military contract for the N-209. Those fuckers can't go up the stairs, but they can sure end wars or whatever.
Yeah, they could totally make us a lot of money from the military.
Now RoboCop has dreams, aspirations. He wants to be. He wanted to go to business school. But yeah, it's of him dying, basically.
Yeah, he's reliving his final moments. Well, also, I think isn't he also getting other memories back too? Or
yeah, it's like it's a big mix, and he has those, and he just storms off. And runs into Lewis, who calls him Murphy, and that freaks him out.
Yeah.
And leads the text to Griller. Like, what'd you ask? Like, what did you talk to him about?
What did you say?
Yeah. So he just goes, RoboCop goes and to a gas station, which is being robbed, which is most gas stations in Detroit at any given point in time.
Yeah. Throw a quarter, you'll hit a gas station that's being robbed at any moment.
Yeah, that's the guy that he... Yeah, you know, so dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Emil is the character's name.
Yeah, he's robbing the gas station, and RoboCop stops it, but is frozen, like indecision.
Well, it's almost like he has PTSD almost.
Yeah, and through a chain of events, causes the gas station to explode.
Yeah,
because Emil causes it to explode. Thankfully, the guy gets out.
Does he? I wasn't sure. I didn't see if he got out or not.
Yeah, he did. Okay. We see him run out.
Because I'd be like, man, that would really suck if that was the ending for that guy.
Nope, he makes it out. He can study planar geometry another day.
Good for him.
God bless him. But yeah, RoboCop shoots the back tire out of that guy's car and arrests him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emil crashes and he arrests him.
And he storms into the records room. It's time for him to do paperwork.
He's gonna show these fuckers how he does paperwork. And a big spike emerges from his hand.
A data spike.
Oh wow! Oh man, that's what they look like. I always wonder what they look like in Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, you just stab that in there, and then you can get all the data out of it.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, they have records on all of them, like Clarence and all. It's like, yeah, that guy kills cops. He's real bad news. You should probably arrest him.
Yeah, if you ever see him, probably put cuffs on him.
Yeah, probably bring him in.
Well, at first,
Alex Murphy, hella dead,
super dead, way dead. Don't even know why you're looking him up. If you're looking him up, the only thing you need to read is his obituary.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, he gets like a composite, like he makes Emil's face in the computer to identify him. And through that, finds Clarence.
Yeah, because he can record and play back stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what causes them to go to the old Leaf home.
Yeah, the old Leaf home.
Where they left, like, their sick couches, like, under a sheet.
Yeah.
Were the couches part of the house? How does that work?
I don't know. Did they leave a door open? Or, like, you know, all the windows open? Because there's leaves and...
That's so people can tour the house whenever they want, because they have a robot guy who can, the terminal, and he'll, like, you know, giving you the whole spiel about the house, which is, like, both multi-level and a shotgun shack at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of
crazy. Yeah.
It
looks nice. It's got a conversation pit and a fireplace.
It did look nice, but now it's full of fucking leaves.
Can't rake in the indoors? That's ridiculous.
Who's gonna handle this?
It's ruined.
Mess.
Burn it all down.
Yeah, fucking tear this shit down. Build it anew.
Had a conversation pit perfect for your 12-inch television on a cart. That looked very weird.
It's the future, Devin. It's supposed to.
Yeah. Memories of like Halloween, taking pictures because they apparently burnt a whole bunch of his pictures.
They didn't want anything to remember him by.
Someone was trying to get into the picture vault, and they blurred it up. That's how it worked.
Oh, hell.
But yeah, he's got his flashbacks, you know. And eventually, he just learned that they, you know, moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they ever picked that thread up with, like, his family and just like, hey, your dad's a robot cop.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see in the follow-up movies. I don't think so.
No, I don't think we ever get anything dealing with RoboCop's emotional state, because...
I mean, why
would
we?
The other movies aren't... Yeah, the other movies aren't smart like that.
Well,
like,
the other movies don't have time for shit like that. You know, the other movies are more straightforward. I mean, this is pretty much a straightforward action movie, but the other movies become more... well, like I said to you yesterday, I kind of consider this almost like an elevated cartoon. And then the other two, I think, lean more into just being almost straightforward cartoons.
I don't know, but one of them adds a jetpack, and I mean, how could we ever improve RoboCop? What if we gave him verticality?
I won't lie, I do think the jetpack is pretty fucking sweet.
That's like the only thing that movie has going for it.
Yeah, so... But you see what I mean, though. Like, where, yeah. You know, the depth that this movie has is, you know... Because it is kind of... It does... You know, when you watch it, you can almost kind of put your headspace in, like, oh, I'm watching, like, a live-action cartoon with commercials. You know what I mean? It has almost that same effect that Masters of the Universe has.
Mm-hmm.
I think that earnestness, I think that's also where that comes into play. Because it's not playing this for any sort of laughs or yucks or anything like that.
No, it's taking that very serious, even though the premise is kind of ridiculous.
Well, it's like a larger-than-life comic book premise, you know?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now we have to go to the Tech Noir and arrest Leon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ray Wise is gonna fucking get got. Well, not get got, but, you know.
Well, he does, but not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets dragged by the hair because he tries to shoot RoboCop in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone gets... I love that, like, he knocks the gun away and someone, like, grabs it in the club and dancing. It's like, oh, hey, 9mm.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't stop.
This club has everything.
It can everything you ever want. It has guns falling from the floor.
But, yeah, he brings him in for an arrest. The questioning, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now we go to Bob's house.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yep, Bob's doing blow.
Yep, doing blow and hanging out with call girls, probably.
Someone, yeah.
Yeah.
And, he's just having a whole night of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's living the dream, you know. He's rising up the ranks of OCP.
Which I believe he said it was a Tuesday night, mm-hmm. So... Going hard on a Tuesday.
Hey, that's just how you live when you when you're running the RoboCop business. Or what he runs, like, what is it, security something. He runs like a security side of OCP, I think he says.
Well, yeah, like the police stuff's all in security.
Yeah. So but yeah, he gets he's about to start he does blow off one of the ladies' boobs, and then they're about to start, you know, getting down to clown before fucking Stern
yeah,
father,
they
got a, fucking.
They
Clarence
had the
Bachman.
Balloon animals and the horn.
Yep, a little
the unicycle.
Yeah, the tiny car. They had everything.
That, and then you get a ring on the doorbell. Like, that must be the guy with the makeup.
That's the guy with the big floppy shoes. Hold on.
But it's not. It's Clarence Boddicker.
Mm-mm.
Gasp! And,
yeah. And he tells them. Now I just have the image of fucking Kurtwood Smith in clown makeup, and for some reason that's really funny.
Yeah, but he shoots Bob in the knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Puts a DVD into the player, and it's Dick Jones. What a twist. Dick Jones
Gasp.
Has ordered Clarence to kill Bob. And Clarence is...
Bob was not his number one guy.
Nope. He's no room for this Bob and for Dick Jones. And so Clarence fucking has a grenade that has the longest timer of any grenade I've ever seen. He can just, like, mosey his ass leisurely out the fucking door.
Yeah, I know. He pulls the pin and then sets it and then is just, like, watching Dick. He's like, love this guy.
Yeah. What an artist.
And like, yeah, then the whole place goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's dead. But it's, I think the next thing I have is the drug factory. The Super Mario Drug Factory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Clarence is gonna go arrange a drug deal.
Mm-hmm. With another
from an Italian guy that looks like, mostly because he's in red and he has a mustache. I just think he's Super
like
Mario.
Yeah. He looked like Frank Patangeli to me. But
well, it shows where our brains go, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're buying just a whole bunch of coke.
Yeah, getting just tons of coke. More coke than you know what to do with. That polar bear will be fucked up.
Yeah. For me, it's just a can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I get to see more Kurtwood Smith just really, you know, hamming it up here.
Yeah.
Well, and also just really effective, like, drug dealsmanships. There's a reason that he was elected president of the Federation.
Yeah, that's those drug deals what got him all the way to the top in Star Trek. But no, you're right, because what I like about it is that it just shows that, like, that Clarence isn't a total pushover, that he's an effective, like, criminal, that he can fucking, you know, and he's nothing really scares him at this point, which is going to make what happens in the next, like, minute even better. You can't be in, because all of the Mario's goons fucking draw guns on Kurtwood Smith.
Koopas.
And
they're called Koopas.
Koopas are going to hurt him. And Kurtwood Smith just is like, ah, fuck it, I ain't scared. That ain't nothing, you know.
Yeah. And then RoboCop comes in and like,
shoots
all right,
everybody.
You're all coming with me. Dead. I'm looking for one guy. Dead. Yeah.
It's almost like you're in, like, one of those arcade games where you're just, like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's like, this is, like, RoboCop's biggest, like, hero, like, invincible hero moment as he kills, like, all 20 of these dudes.
Yeah, there's not a dude left standing by the time he's, well, there is. There's one dude left standing.
Yeah, because the other two, like, Clarence's dudes, like, escape, right? Except for the Asian guy.
Yeah.
He gets got,
yeah.
But, like, yeah, all of the other ones get killed, and Clarence, like, gets thrown through some stuff and immediately is like, Dick Jones, I work for
Dick
Jones.
Please don't hurt me, stop hitting me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets thrown through a bunch of windows.
Yeah. He's like, you're a police officer, a robotic police officer, you can't do this.
A robotic cop, right?
That's how it works. And yeah, he does that as the cops are still talking about a strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's 1977 over here.
Mm-hmm. Then Clarence goes in and it's like, oh, well, my phone call just spits blood on the fucking desk.
It's all defiant.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, RoboCop is like, all right, I gotta go to the main villain of the piece, Dick Jones.
Dick Jones. And, parks his car right in the bottom. Like, fuck this place. I'm not even valeting. Takes the elevator up, like, goes in, like, I'm here, like, Dick Jones, nothing stops him. Dick's like, yeah, officer, wouldn't take anybody this late, but I'll make an exception. And, yeah, we find out that there's Directive 4.
Yeah.
You can't arrest an active OCP executive.
Yeah, before they have developed warp travel.
Directive 4. An object at rest tends to stay at rest.
So many fucking directives.
Energy can neither be created nor
destroyed. Yeah. The law of conservation of mass is your fifth prime directive. So RoboCop begins shutting down because the prime directive, he's violated the prime directive.
Well, he's like has a conflict because he's trying to bring him in, but he can't. And that's when Dick Jones is like, here's Ed 209.
Mm-hmm.
And we get, honestly, RoboCop gets his ass kicked all over this fucking office.
Yeah, Ed 209 beats the shit out of RoboCop. You wouldn't think it, a slow-moving robotic man versus a lumbering mechanical robot.
A slower-moving robot?
But, yeah, I mean, Ed's guns are bigger.
Yeah, and the only thing that's able to stop Ed 209 is the stairs.
Yeah, it cannot do stairs. And it also, Ed 209, it, like, screeches like an animal. It always it has these animalistic sounds to it.
Yeah, I think that's the... Honestly, it's a thematic choice,
mm-hmm.
whereas RoboCop is more
human.
Like
yeah.
human. It's more primal.
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, it. we spend a while as it gingerly tries to figure out steps, and then it's like, okay, I'll take the first one, and then like immediately fucking, and then it just wails
like a turtle. I can't get out.
You see it at 209 in a stairwell, and it's upside down. Why aren't you flipping it over? Why aren't you flipping it over to Leon?
Yeah, Leon's going to have a whole conflict now.
But yeah, then RoboCop gets to the bottom, and the whole SWAT team is there.
Mm-hmm.
Orders to kill. And they fire on RoboCop, but that's not going to work because they're not at 209. So.
Yeah, but they shoot the shit out of him, and RoboCop is able to escape by... falling down each level of the parking garage.
Yep. Before Lewis comes and picks him up
mm-hmm.
and escapes and
takes him to the same steel mill where he died, which you think would be extremely traumatic.
Yeah, but I mean that's the last place they'll ever expect it.
Yeah.
As Clarence meets with Dick Jones, and they go over the plan and how much you know. The screwed Dick would be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically get the reason for their meeting and why they're paired up is so Delta City can happen and then Clarence can make the money off of Delta City.
Yeah, with everybody coming in, there's a lot of drugs, a lot of gambling, a lot of prostitution that can be made by people coming to rebuild, you know, to build Delta City.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they'll give them the firepower, and all he has to do is kill RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a fucking swell time to Clarence Boddicker.
Well, yeah, because the cops are fucking on
strike.
They're not doing anything. Yeah, it's like we got a whole news article or news thing about it where this guy's like, "Oh, I guess they can go on strike."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it like. Has gone to even more hell.
Yeah.
We found another layer. It's like a 7 bean hell dip.
Yeah. And you're getting to the bottom of it.
And rioting's happening, and then all of our bad guys have been let out of jail.
Mm-hmm. And Clarence shows up in his car, and he shows off, I guess they're called the Cobra, right? The Cobra, like, rifle. It's like an anti-materiel rifle that's also a rocket launcher.
Yeah, it's like a sniper rifle that shoots fucking rockets.
Yeah, it's like that. It reminded me of that fucking sweet ass gun that I had when we were playing Resident Evil 6, and I was Piers Niven's.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was awesome.
Yeah, I just called it an auto cannon, but yeah, that's what. Yeah,
it's basically like they're heavy duty. They have heavy duty weaponry now to deal with RoboCop.
And they're using the tracker that they have because they've. Brought up that they have a tracker so they can find RoboCop, and so they're coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
And RoboCop's figuring out how to aim without his helmet.
Yeah,
he's got took the helmet off, shooting a baby food.
Man, yeah,
and we're
still
we're ready.
It. He's still mm-hmm. got it.
They've loaded up, and yeah, he kind of gets the drop on him.
Yeah,
they, like throws something and
throws like a mirror. See like a glare, right? And then they shoot at it, and then he's like, "Were you aiming for me?" And then he. Shoots and he shoots the one guy who like laughs a lot.
Yeah, that guy does not make it.
Mm-mm.
And through a series of events, Emil crashes into some toxic waste hoping to get RoboCop.
And, like this is something I also was like, what steel mill just keeps toxic waste around?
It's all over the place for sewer maintenance.
Oh, that's right. It's how we clean the sewers. We gotta flush all the toxic waste out at midnight.
And as we all know, toxic waste, when you touch it, immediately turns you into a mutant.
Yeah, or turns you into a gelatinous mass.
The Toxic Avenger. And his
yeah.
first order of business is to go see his friends.
Help me!
Pray for the sweet release of death. Just like the Toxic Avenger.
It's true. Toxie did not want to live. I read those comics.
And he's like, yeah, that's what he goes, don't touch me, man. Gets fucking splattered by Clarence.
Yeah, because Anne starts chasing Clarence in the car, and Clarence sees Emil and just oh, it's almost disgusting.
Splatters it.
Yeah. Like he's a water balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thus is the end of Emil.
Mm-hmm. And Lewis is hit, and like they have a troll trap there for RoboCop, where they're gonna just dump some steel on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost works. Well, they do jump the steel on him, but Lewis is able to grab one of the cannons and blow up Leon.
Yeah.
And then Clarence is just like, fuck it, I'm gonna stab him.
Yeah, stabbing him should do it. Why didn't I think of this before?
Stabbing him with a fucking pole.
Yeah. And RoboCop's like, all right, I'm tired of this shit. And then fucking
hacks him.
Yeah. Just data mines his neck.
Yep. With the data spike. And only one thing left to do. Get out of this rubble.
Move. Yeah.
Yeah, no, going to OCP with Ed 209 at the fucking front. And Dick Jones like, yeah, we had an Ed 209 guarding this place right now.
Mm-hmm. We'll be safe.
So RoboCop rolls up and just fucking shoots him with one of the big fucking cannons.
Yeah. And he takes a sweet time because Ed's like, you have 20 seconds to comply. And RoboCop just, you know, sets the gun up nice. It takes like a nice like aim of fire and, yep, takes Ed 209 out. Easy as shit.
Yeah, and it's like, the whole top half of it's gone. It's just legs flopping comedically.
Mm-hmm.
And, he bursts into the boardroom. And I got proof and that you killed Bob Morton. And puts it in on all the screens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spike's still bloody.
Mm-hmm. And Dick Jones doesn't take this well. Immediately takes the old man hostage. And it's like, I want a helicopter out of here.
Mm-hmm. Because he's still, the prime directive still applies to Dick Jones, you see, so RoboCop can't fire at him, but then the old man is like, Dick Jones, you're fired! And RoboCop's like, thank you, and then shoots the shit out of Dick Jones. Shoots him so much,
defenestrates him.
He flies out a window and turns into a claymation figure.
It's just what happens to Dick Jones.
That's his power.
Yeah. And, we get, last line of the movie, like, that was great work. What's your name?
Murphy.
Murphy. And he spins the gun and puts it away. And then, yeah, the more of that badass score, which we haven't talked about it. It's fucking cool.
It's great. It's, hold on. I wrote down the guy who did it. Because it's also the same guy who did, it's Basil Poledouris. He did the same score for Starship Troopers. I think he's done a lot with Paul Verhoeven. Because I was like, man, this, like that, da, 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 really sounds like the undercurrent of the Starship Troopers theme, and I was right.
But yeah, what a movie.
Yeah, what a banger. My final note is an absolute banger. A lot of reasons this works. It's like an elevated cartoon.
Yeah, there's a lot of enjoyment to be had. You can enjoy it as a straight action movie, but I think it has a lot more going on underneath that makes it work. Really sells the Detroit of the nearish future.
Yeah.
As a excessive 80s style future, but the like a dark 80s future.
Yeah.
Whereas like Back to the Future 2 is like a bright 80s future where like this is like the 80s continued but happy. This is the 80s continued but sad.
Right. Yeah. The dark side of all of everything that was prevalent. Well, it just goes into like being you know, it fits all, like, it checks all the marks of being, like, that classic cyberpunk-style story. But, yeah, you're right, like, has a lot of the great depth there, a lot of really great acting. That's another thing, too, that I think also helps and elevates the materials, that has an incredible cast, you know, Ronnie Cox as Dick Jones and Kurtwood Smith as Clarence, and even though Alex P. Murphy himself is a bit of a robot, I do really enjoy Peter Weller as RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole movie just works.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's one of those that, like, on paper, the idea sounds fucking crazy, but then when you actually are able to find a way to put it into practice, like, you just get, like, all the elements just fit together perfectly well.
Yeah, it's just a top-tier movie.
Yeah, I'd say an 80s classic.
Mm-hmm. And the world liked it so much, we got a sequel. RoboCop 2.
We got two sequels.
And three. And a reboot.
Mm-hmm. We're going to watch them.
Well, that's the premise of the show.
Yeah. We're going to see how this goes. I don't know. I want to see the reboot. I'm interested to see what the fuck happens.
I'm not
expecting the best. I just want to see what they do.
Yeah, it's like a PG-13 RoboCop.
Yeah.
I think same with, like, I'm interested in 2, and it's been a while since I've seen... I know I've seen RoboCop 2 and 3, but it's been a very, very long time. So, yeah.
Like, honestly, the only thing that I remember from RoboCop 2 and 3 is the jetpack from 3.
There's also the kid drug dealer in 2.
See, I don't even remember. Like, it's been ages, you know?
But yeah, no, I'm excited for some of these.
Yeah.
So watch them over again, and these are all on Max, right?
At least so far,
time of recording. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, definitely check out RoboCop 1.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor.
We'll let you know about the others.
Yeah, you can suffer through it if you want, but we'll talk about them.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Devin.
I'm Dayton.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you.
Peace.